Welcome, Truth Seekers, on behalf of the Great Awakening Report. Today's deep dive is it's the highly anticipated weekly briefing subscribers Q&A for the week of March 20th.
Yeah, and it is a massive one.
It really is. I mean, we are looking at an absolute masterclass in connecting the dots today.
Right, because this specific briefing synthesizes 57 independent sources, which is just a mountain of data.
It's crazy. And our mission today with this deep dive is to basically cut through all that mainstream noise. We want to avoid that awful feeling of information overload and actually find the true signals, you know, the real threads behind all these global events so you can achieve conscious coherence.
Exactly. It's about taking a step back and seeing the whole mosaic instead of just staring at one weird random tile.
I love that analogy. And we are going to do that by tackling the five most pressing subscriber questions in order. So let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
Section one. We have to start with the most immediate external pressure point on the board, which is the global chessboard, geopolitics. Mm. Because, well, the threat of global conflict kind of sets the stage for literally everything else.
It determines the baseline temperature of the whole system.
Right. So the core question subscribers are asking is, are we moving toward a larger global conflict, or is this some kind of controlled escalation?
That is the million-dollar question right there.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because when you look at the U.S. and Iran tensions, or the bottlenecks in the Strait of Hormuz, you have to wonder, is the globe currently a pressure cooker about to just explode, or are these just a series of carefully managed release valves?
What's fascinating here is that the sources are actually pointing to the latter. It's managed tension.
Wait, really? Manage.
Yeah, but within very defined boundaries. It's what they call hybrid conflict. So it's not open war like we used to think of it. It's cyber probing, drone warfare, economic pressure, and a whole lot of narrative shaping.
So it's not like tanks rolling across borders.
Exactly. It's a highly compressed pre-conflict phase. The major powers don't want traditional escalation because it's just too expensive.
Right. Nobody wants World War III.
No. But the danger of this shadow game is that the margin for error is dangerously shrinking. If you're constantly pushing the envelope with, say, a cyber attack on a grid or flying drones around the Strait of Hormuz,
eventually someone miscalculates.
Precisely. A drone hits the wrong target, and suddenly you cross an invisible red line.
And that miscalculation doesn't just stay in the military realm, right? Which brings us perfectly to question two, the economic recalibration.
Right, from the battlefield directly to the bank.
Because if a shipping lane gets blocked, supply chains choke, and suddenly everything is more expensive.
Yeah.
So the core question here is, how real is the threat of an economic collapse or a full financial reset?
Well, the data from these 57 sources points to something a bit more nuanced than just an overnight apocalypse.
Okay, so we're not just waking up to find all the banks gone.
No, it's not the financial house completely burning down. The sources describe it more as a gradual structural reset.
Like a really uncomfortable renovation.
That's a great way to put it. Because you have the Federal Reserve taking this higher for longer stance on interest rates. And for years, the global economy was built on cheap, near zero interest money.
Free money, basically.
Right. So now, that era is over. The low rates caused all this structural rot. And the new high rates are like a sledgehammer knocking out the old drywall.
Ouch. And the briefing specifically points to commercial real estate and China's slowdown as massive stress points.
Oh, absolutely. Think about a massive office building. 5 years ago, it was financed at maybe 3%. Now they have to refinance at 7 or 8%, and half the tenants are working from home.
Oh, wow. So the math just completely breaks.
Exactly. The value is wiped out. We're going to see a multi-phase recalibration where value, liquidity, and risk are fundamentally changing. It's an asset repricing on a massive scale.
Which is terrifying for anyone holding those assets. But here's where it gets really interesting. Because while the physical economy is going through this painful structural reset, the digital economy is being radically rewritten at the exact same time.
Yes, the AI disruption.
Right. Question three is all about technology. Is AI helping humanity, or is it replacing it?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the briefing outlines a profound dual challenge here. It's not just a helpful tool that writes your emails faster.
No, people think it's just going to take a few white-collar jobs.
Right, and it is doing that.
Yeah.
It's causing rapid job replacement at a speed we haven't seen since the Industrial Revolution. But the second challenge is much darker. It's actively reshaping the information space.
The synthetic media stuff, deepfakes.
Yes. AI isn't just threatening our incomes. It's threatening our actual perception of reality through hyper-targeted disinformation.
So, wait, Give me an example of how that ties back to the economy.
Okay, so imagine someone uses AI to generate a fake video of a bank CEO saying they're completely out of money. It looks totally real. It goes viral in minutes.
Oh, I see. So you have a digital bank run before the PR team can even issue a statement.
Exactly. The reality distortion creates a very real physical economic crisis.
That is wild. And it means the danger isn't just about losing your job as a copywriter. It's about losing your grip on what's real.
Right. And that's why surviving this AI-shaped reality requires hyper-vigilant discernment. You have to develop new skills to verify what you're seeing and hearing.
Which honestly sounds exhausting. And I think that exhaustion leads us right into section four, which is the psychological impact of all this.
It really takes a toll.
It does. Question four asks, why does everything feel so unstable right now? Like, what's really happening beneath the surface? Because when you combine the shadow wars, the economic sledgehammers, and AI hacking our reality, it creates what I call institutional vertigo.
Institutional vertigo, that is the perfect term for it.
It's that dizzying feeling you get when the pillars you always trusted, the government, the media, banking, healthcare, they suddenly feel like they're swaying. But I have to ask, how much of this instability is actually real and how much is just psychological panic?
The briefing tackles this head on. They point to the concept of systemic transition.
Okay, what does that mean in plain English?
It means we are under simultaneous pressure across multiple systems. It feels incredibly unstable because there's this massive disconnect between the official narratives we're being handed and our own individual experiences.
Right. Like the news says the economy is booming, but your grocery bill says otherwise.
Exactly. And the key reframe here from the sources is that things aren't just randomly falling apart. They're being reorganized under pressure.
Reorganized under pressure. So it's not just chaos for chaos's sake.
No. But standing in the middle of it, you experience that vertigo because the old systems are breaking down and the new ones haven't fully formed yet?
It's like living in a construction zone, which brings us to the most important part of the deep dive, section five, the conscious navigation.
The practical applications.
Exactly. We've diagnosed the problem, so what's the treatment? How should we actually navigate all of this as individuals? Like, what actually matters right now?
The sources highlight a massive necessary shift. You have to move from passive consumption to active discernment.
So what does this all mean for the person listening right now? How do they become the calm eye of the hurricane instead of just getting swept away in the 24/7 news cycle debris?
It comes down to building personal resilience. You need financial awareness to navigate the economic recalibration. You need job adaptability for the AI wave. But crucially, you need mental stability.
Right. And this is where the briefing gets really specific and honestly a little surprising for a geopolitical report.
How so?
Well, they lay out these key pillars for getting out of the matrix of anxiety. And they talk about letting go of fear, practicing forgiveness, emotional clearing, even transformational breathing, and living with the heart of a volunteer.
Yeah, it sounds a bit woo-woo at first glance.
A little bit. But how does doing breath work actually protect you from a commercial real estate collapse or a deepfake video?
Because it regulates your nervous system. When you are constantly consuming fear and chaos, your brain gets locked in fight or flight. You become reactive.
Ah, and when you're reactive, you make terrible financial decisions.
Exactly. You fall for the disinformation. You panic sell your assets. Letting go of fear and doing that emotional clearing, it restores your cognitive bandwidth. It lets you look at the patterns instead of reacting to the scary headlines.
So it's actually a deeply tactical survival tool.
100%. It positions you to adapt effectively without being paralyzed by fear.
That is incredibly empowering. Which brings us to the big picture convergence, tying it all together.
And this raises an important question when we look at how all these threads interlock.
The great convergence phase.
Right. Energy risks drive up inflation. The Fed raises rates, which stresses real estate.
Mm-hmm.
AI disrupts the labor market while simultaneously creating deep fakes that distort the information you need to make sense of the economy. They all amplify one another in this coordinated phase of systemic pressure.
It's all connected, which is why the Truth Seekers Weekly wrap-up is so vital. We have to move our frequency higher. We have to use those pillars, letting go of fear, practicing forgiveness, breathing, volunteering to stay grounded.
You have to maintain your own sovereign reality.
Absolutely. And the briefing poses this ultimate brilliant challenge to the listener. It asks, are you outside acting in the movie? Or are you going within to watch it consciously?
That's the core of conscious coherence right there.
It really is. Are you just reacting on autopilot, letting the vertigo take over? Or is your mental atmosphere aligned so you could actually navigate the transition?
It's a choice you have to make every single day.
And it leaves us with one final provocative thought to mull over. If the systems around us are truly being forced into this massive reset, and you are choosing to consciously watch the movie rather than just act in it,
you have to ask,
who exactly is writing the script for the new systems that are quietly being built while we are all distracted by the noise?
That is the ultimate thread to pull.
Something to really think about this week. Until next time, Truth Seekers, stay awake, stay empowered, and keep connecting the dots.